Hey, everybody. Just wanted to say hello. I'm Charles Day, and I'm here on Jennifer Caress's horror podcast. And I'm real excited to talk about a few things and to talk with Jennifer.
Welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm here with Charles Day, and you have a new book out that I've heard awesome things about.
Oh, yeah. This is The Legend of the Pumpkin Thief. It's a young adult novel that that I have published with Noble Young Adult Publishers, and I'm just really, really, really excited. I spent a lot of months with their editor, Mary Harris, who I'm very grateful to. We worked really, really hard on getting this book just so wonderfully, wonderfully written. So,
well, sorry, and what is it about?
Oh, the dog.
About?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And what is The Pumpkin Thief about?
Yeah, it's about this young guy, Nick. He's 17. He's finishing up high school. This is his senior year. His plans are to go off to the police academy, go to college, go to police academy, get into the to the police force, because eventually his ultimate goal is he wants to be a detective. The thing is he gets his first chance at detective work because apparently it starts out where one of his pumpkins are stolen it's missing on his front porch. And so he goes out, checks it out, and then he goes, checks a few other neighbors, and he notices that they're missing too. Ooh, now he's got himself a little detective work. So, and he thinks it's the bully in the neighborhood, Lou, and his bunch of cronies, his, little gang that terrorizes his neighborhood of Chesterville. But it turns out it's much more than that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you know, the pumpkin thief, you know, everyone knows it is, there is a pumpkin thief, but, Nick had found out about it. A lot of kids in the school will always talk about it every year. They'll make mention of the urban legend of the pumpkin thief because Jeffrey Beamer was a journalist in one of the high school magazines, and he wrote a big article on it, on the urban legend of the pumpkin thief and how this thief had gone into different towns. And apparently what he does is he steals the pumpkins. So when the pumpkins are gone, he can allow all the ghosts and goblins to come in on Halloween, because legend, says that pumpkins would ward off ghosts and goblins. So
yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that started me writing that was that premise.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds incredible.
Oh, it's great. I had so much fun writing it.
And how long did it take you to write this novel?
About 6 months, at least 6 months to getting to finish. Yeah. And then it was obviously some drafts after that, and edits, and fresh set of eyes looking at it. I have a close bunch of mentors that I highly regard. Yeah, without them, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Oh, that's awesome! So you said that inspired the story. Have you always been interested in like a supernatural or horror type of genre?
Yeah, I do love horror. As a kid, growing up, my friends and I, we would play movies about, aliens and monsters. I'd always get to play the bad guy. But jumping out of the tree and stuff. But yeah, I when I first started selling some short stories, I realized that, I was attracted to the forums that were looking for, the small press forums that were looking for short stories in horror. So, I sold like 14 short stories, and almost every one of them was had a horror element to it, a supernatural element to it. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Is this your first novel?
My first novel. Yes. Uh-huh. I sold. The Plan is a mystery. It's a novelette. The Plan is out. That's a mystery. I kind of jumped genres. I do like to do other things besides horror. Wherever the voice is in my head. Whatever they tell me, this is what we want you to write. I write it because they always have something to tell. But yeah, the plan is a mystery about Frankie and a bunch of his boys that he's got he's coming into a large amount of money, and you know, he's going to get this money. But there's a conspiracy involved, and turns out that, you know, he was gravely mistaken, and he should have never gone after this money. But it's a short, you know, novelette published with Naked Snake Press. But yeah, this is my second, you know, I guess, what do they call it? Standalone novel? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you busy boy.
Yeah.
You also have, you also work with Hidden Press?
Yes. I actually, Hidden Thoughts Press is a small press that I started, I guess it's almost 2 years now, through my day job. I've spent like 25 plus years in the mental health field, working out, just starting out as an aide, housekeeper, changing diapers, whatever I had to do to, you know, work my way through college and stuff. But I stayed in the field. I worked 12 years on a locked psychiatric unit. So I had my share of experiences working in the mental health field. But, you know, I belong to a membership committee of adult home residents, you know, some residents that suffer some form of mental illness. And we got together one day with my day job, and we reached out to the state for some funding, and I got some funding to do a book. And then I said, well, hey, you know, I got one book I'm working on, you know, let's open up a little small press and maybe we can do other things. But yeah, our first book, Mental Wellness, Real Stories from Survivors, finally, after a long, long haul, that book is finally now available on all the online major retailers, and of course through Hidden Thoughts Press, and we're real excited.
It's doing very well.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. This is actually the perfect opportunity. I've always had a theory. I want you to either confirm or deny for me.
Sure.
Is there a huge difference? I'm guessing no. In working with a bunch of mentally challenged or mentally ill people and authors.
And authors, you know what? I you know, it's funny because you know, I think, you know, it can go both ways. I mean, I think you have to have something going on in your head, you know, to be an author. You got to have that eccentric background, that you've got to have that storytelling, and you know, I would call it like just a mental challenge. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
I think everybody, you know, has something.
A little lunacy.
Yes, a little bit, especially us horror authors.
Right. Yeah, I'll never deny that.
I mean, I have three phobias. I mean, you know, fear of water, fear of, you know, climbing a ladder up to, to the top, really high, and so I guess heights. And what's the other fear I have? Oh, yeah, don't put me in the middle of the Smith, you know, the middle of the mall, in the, you know, on Christmas Eve. I'm going to get all like crazy.
Oh yeah, that would kill me.
I know, me too. So
awesome. And do you want to talk about Evil Jester Press?
Yeah, well, Evil Jester Press is it started Peter Giglio, my executive editor. I know
we had him on the show.
Yes, I know. I know. great person, and we met on one of the Pill Hill Press Forum, actually. There was a book that they were doing there, Jesse and the crew, and Pete reached out to me, and we did a collaborative story together. And after that, we just started talking, and Pete was talking about opening up a press, and I was talking about it, and then he mentioned the Evil Jester. Why not call it Evil Jester Press? Because you've got that great little Charlie in the Box Evil Jester that's been following you. But people don't realize he originally, I had taken him as just an avatar. But then he turned into my muse, my best friend. And now the creepy little fella is looking over my shoulder right now, listening to what I'm talking about. He follows me everywhere.
Yeah, he does. He torments me.
he does. I know. He likes you, though. He's very fond of you, especially with a couple of those comments we had back and forth about. He likes anything evil. So.
No wonder we get along then, right?
Yeah.
Now, where can people get your book at?
Right now the Legend of the Pumpkin Thief is available at nobleyoungadult.com. It will be available on Amazon and other. It is available on other avenues too. But right now, the quickest way to get it would be on a Noble Young Adult, because not only that, it has a whole free chapter you can read.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice. And then it's got all the outside reviews from, you know, four-time Stoker Award winner Lisa Morton, David Dunwoody, Peter Giglio. They gave me such great David C. Hayes, the director of Frankenstein Syndrome, and a writer. Yeah, so it's got some great reviews, which I was surprised. I wrote it thinking I wanted to have a lot of fun, but it turned out, wow, people love it. I love it. And you know what? If anyone, this is the way I look at it. If anyone had a lot of fun growing up and going out on Halloween, dressing up and causing terror and mayhem in your neighborhood, then you're going to love this, because that's what it was about. You know, Mrs. Needlewitter, the old lady at the end of the block that Nick has to confront, who thinks that she may have stole the pumpkins because there's a bunch of them in her yard. This is the old lady that everybody picks on. So maybe somebody intentionally threw those pumpkins in. I had an old lady like that. We used to knock on her door and run and hide on Halloween until she caught wind of what we were doing, and she came after us with a broomstick. So you know what? This is what I'm saying. There's a lot of what happened with me as a kid in there. And I think if anyone had fun as a kid, they're just going to love this book with Halloween.
It sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What formats is it available in?
Right now, it's available on, you know, as an ebook on most of the, Kindle and Mobi, all of those. I'm not too techie with all that stuff, but it is going to be coming out in print, because I'm excited to have it in print, because I'm a firm book. I still love the smell and feel of a new book, and I want to bring those books to the World Horror Convention that I'll be at in the end of March out in Salt Lake City. So I want to have those books available. And of course, I want to give my mom a copy, and you know, show my wife. You know, hold my own. Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, I'm a big. I so prefer paperbacks, but
oh yeah, there's no comparison.
Definitely, I'm so excited that we're gonna finally meet in person.
Oh yeah,
that's right. World Horror Convention.
I know.
2012.
I know. We're gonna have a drink. We're gonna hang out. Oh, you'll get to meet the Jester too. He'll be there. Yeah, Justin's going to be there. Trying to get the pumpkin thief to come, but I don't think he's going to show up.
Well, I owe that Jester a good poke in the eye or something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, he's easy to carry because he's in a little box. So I just put him on the plane, no problem.
Well, try to get him to behave at least.
I will. I will, absolutely. Right.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. It was great to have you to be on the Horror Podcast, and I look forward to some things in the future with you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And thank you, everybody, all my friends, my writer friends, and anyone that's going to buy the book or has bought the book or any other books. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it.
It sounds like an awesome novel. I'm going to go pick up a copy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Perfect. That was awesome.
Okay. As long as I didn't have to sing anything. Okay. Ta-da!
I was just about to ask you if you could carry a tune.